Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Facebook continues to play it safe, this time by updating one of its most vital features.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Facebook's safety check has become a vital tool since its introduction in 2014, as it's helped people find out if their friends and family are safe in situations of widespread emergency. Now Facebook is expanding safety check to offer help to people who are not safe. And here with the latest on that front is the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles, patching in from our San Francisco Bureau's booth. Hi, Nathan.
Hey.
So let's talk about this new feature, Community Help. How does it expand on Facebook's safety check feature?
Well, basically, right now with Safety Check, it's a tool for anyone who uses Facebook to let their friends and followers on Facebook know whether they're safe or not in the event of, you know, a natural disaster like an earthquake or a flood, or even in recent years, terrorist attacks and burning buildings and things like that. So what this does now is it kind of takes things a step further, where after you've used the tool to tell people whether you're safe or not, you can now see a map that has options as well as a list for different resources that you might need in an emergency. And there are two options. You can find help or you can offer help. And then once you like tap into these little options that show up on the safety check in the app and on the website, you'll see categories for stuff like food, transportation, baby supplies, shelter, pet supplies, water, clothing, all the sorts of things that someone might need in the event of an emergency. So Facebook is calling this tool Community Help. It's built into Safety Check, and it kind of makes sense that if people are you know, telling one another that, hey, I'm in trouble or I'm safe and there's trouble around me, here are the resources that you might need to get through it.
Yeah, seems like a natural expansion. Is this something that Facebook will monitor, or how involved does that end of it get?
Well, so far it sounds like Facebook is really just going to leave this up to its users. They're not necessarily going to be going through and vetting situations or organizations and different things like that. They are going to offer some safety tips if you're using it, such as, meet in a public place or something like that to kind of help people navigate that. But it's really going to be up to the people who are using it to police themselves, so to speak, here. There are some things that you can do, just as with any post on Facebook. If you see something that's threatening or dangerous or spam, you can report that, and you know it's going to meet the same protocols as any other comment or you know, whether it's left on a picture or a link you share or whatever. So it's basically the same rules being applied to this as anything else in Facebook. So there's no extra safety measures. So this, in a sense, is just as safe as everything else on Facebook, you know, which might be comforting or disconcerting, depending on your personal experience.
Right. So, you know, it's obviously still new and in the initial stages, so things are limited to certain extents, but this is just the beginning, right? Is it going to expand geographically, and will it include more types of emergencies?
Yeah, just to start, Facebook is rolling this out in the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, India, and Saudi Arabia. And that'll be for the first couple of weeks. After that, it's going to expand to more countries around the world. Initially, for these first couple of weeks, it's only going to be applied to natural disasters and incidents that are considered accidental, such as a building fire. So you won't necessarily see it for a terrorist attack or something like that. And, you know, over time, Facebook basically told me that they want to learn from this. They kind of want to see how people are using it and then expand it to more types of emergencies and more countries when it makes sense. But they did promise that they were going to move very quickly on this. And it's something that would be basically a part of Safety Check, you know, in the future, very, very, very soon. So that's kind of their strategy for it.
We're talking to the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles about Facebook's new update to its Safety Check feature. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thank you for listening. So, Safety Check seems to have been something that's worked out well since it originally rolled out. It's obviously helped a lot of users in natural disasters, terror attacks like we've talked about. And with this latest expansion, I guess it's safe to assume that this has been a pretty successful initiative.
Yeah. Safety Check was introduced in 2014, and back then it was just for natural disasters. But, you know, within a year, they expanded that to terrorist attacks. And in fact, in the November 2015 terrorist attacks in Paris, more than 4.1 million people used Safety Check. Mm-hmm. And they kind of noticed over the last, you know, year or so that people were using Facebook groups and postings to find and organize help anyways.
Right.
And this is kind of a natural extension of that. So they do seem to do a good job of paying attention to what people are doing with their products and then tweaking them to make things easier.
Very good. Nathan, thank you as always.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thanks again to the Journal's Nathan Oliveres Giles. So ends another Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.